Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hey everyone in Apple Vis land, this is Harrison 2. I have not done a podcast in quite a while, so we are going to see how this goes. Anyway, I am here to demo an app called Ready to Roll. It has just been released about a week ago, and so what Ready to Roll is it is a dice roller app that is designed to help one roll dice, not just for traditional games, but also for tabletop role-playing games such as Dungeons & Dragons and other sorts of games that use D20s. There are several Star Wars-themed ones. There are several Harry Potter-themed ones. Usually these games are played either online in an inaccessible environment, often such as D&D and Beyond, or they are played in a gaming store, which is what I do. There, in most big cities around the US, you will find a local gaming store that hosts games weekly, depending on what you want to play. Adventurers League is definitely a very popular way to do this, and that's what I do. But for the longest time, I couldn't roll my own dice. And rolling dice is a very, very strong, or very, very important, shall we say, thing in the mechanics of the game. And the reason I say that is because every decision you want to make in one of these games involves a dice roll of some sort. And there are several kinds of dice. Usually a sighted player will carry around a dice bag that will contain combinations of D's, 4s, 6s, 8s, 12s, and 10s, and 20s. Your 20 is most likely the die you're going to need the most, but that obviously varies game to game, and that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I am here to talk about is a new accessible dice roller called Ready to Roll. Now, a few caveats here. I've not been part of any beta cycle or anything. I did buy it on the day of release, and I have played one round of tabletop RPGing with it, and it did really well. So I'm just here to show off the app in hopes that more people will buy it, use it, and get enjoyment out of it, because I know that this could be a very unexplored field for most people, and I'm here to help it grow. This app is self-voicing. It does not rely on VoiceOver to provide its voicing. Instead, it has human voices voiced by a remarkable young woman. And so we are going to open this and show how this works.
Ready to roll. Ready to roll.
RPG
dice.
Ready to roll.
RPG
dice set.
Hold device in portrait orientation. Home. For help, swipe up.
All right. And before I go on, I should just say I'm using an iPhone X with the latest version of iOS 12 to do this demo. Alright, so we are at what they call the home screen. From here, there are several options. This is not a traditionally laid out app where one would flick to different options and double tap. Instead, gestures are used to control it. The reason I say this is good is in a high-pressure D&D situation, you don't want to be flicking around. You want to know exactly what you're trying to accomplish. And so you want to be able to accomplish it very quickly. So I am going to show how this works. Up and down are what I'm going to call your utilities. And left and right are what I am going to call your dice rolling. So let's flick up and I'll show you what I mean.
Guide, long press with one finger to read page.
So this is an abbreviated version of the user's guide that can be found on the internet. But this is definitely a useful tool. It's a user's guide. Then if you flick up.
Settings.
Settings. There are only two settings here. Speed and speed and verbosity, almost. I will be using verbose mode to generate this tutorial so that I can show you guys what it's all about, but I'm going to show you how to adjust the settings. If you double tap with one finger, you will change
VO type brief.
The VO type. So it'll go from brief
VO type individual
to individual
VO type verbose.
Verbose.
VO type brief.
Brief
VO type individual.
Individual
VO type verbose.
Verbose. So brief is, as it says, very brief. It's cut and dry. It just says, this is what you rolled. Individual is useful if you need to know the combined totals of dice. Or if you want to know, sorry, the individuals of each dice combined with the combined total. This is useful for certain games, not so much D&D. But there are certain games that require this. And verbose, what I'm using, it mostly says things in full sentences, which is useful for a demo, but not that useful when you're playing an RPG game. Usually I use brief when I'm playing, because it will just say the numbers very concisely, and I can move on with my turn very quickly and not hold up the game. For this demo, I'll be showing it in verbose. For those of who are not as familiar with D&D terminology or dice rolling terminology, you will get a better idea of how this works. So, If I single tap with two fingers, I will adjust the speed.
VO speed, moderate.
Moderate.
VO speed, fast.
Fast, which is slightly even fast for me.
VO speed, off.
And VO speed, off. This is very dangerous. This means no voice over support at all. Things will just be shown visually. This is what you would use if you are a sighted user, because one other benefit to this is this can be used by both blind and sighted users. And it's quite handy this way, because as you're playing, the other players can see what dice you're rolling, which can be very useful if not, they don't trust you, that's the wrong word, but if they also want to make sure that, you know, there's nothing fishy going on, because these dice do have a high impact on the game. So I'm going to switch it back to normal.
VO type brief.
Oops.
VO type individual.
Ugh.
VO type verbose.
Okay, anyway. So I'm back to normal. Obviously, this is version 1.0. Things still happen, etc. So those are your two settings. Next, if I go up,
blessing.
You can hear a Bible blessing. It's a pre-recorded Bible blessing. It's always the same. I'm not going to worry about that right now. I am going
for help,
to go back home. And frankly, I do not know why that blessing is there. That is something I don't know. And don't plan to understand. So now we're going to, this is previous. I just swipe down to previous, and that allows you to roll the previously rolled die. I will show you that in a second.
Credits.
And that's credits. You can hear a pre-recorded file with credits.
No page there.
And no page there means I've hit the bottom.
Edit mode. Page, ready to roll, RPG dice. Ready to roll, RPG dice. Possible text, credits, lights, power interactive.
I accidentally went home to my home screen because the gestures are so simple, similar.
Previous. Home.
Okay, so now we're home.
Swipe up.
Mm-hmm. We're home now. Okay, so now I'm going to show you how dice are rolled. So it's really interesting. There's several dice. Now, if you flick left and right here, these menus do wrap. So if I'm going to just go left.
D4.
So this is a D4. This is a four-sided die.
D6.
This is D6. This is a six-sided die. This is your traditional Monopoly / simple board games die. This is what you would use to roll those.
D8.
D8.
D10.
D10. Oftentimes used in a traditional dice setting for percentiles, although there is a percentile setting on this app, which makes this only useful if you want to roll a D10 for some reason. Obviously, I've never had to do it in the entire years that I've been playing D&D.
D12.
D12.
D20.
Your D20 is what's often used for making decisions. So I'm going to flick left again.
Modifier.
Now, a modifier is where you can add and subtract. It is not a die on its own. It will add and subtract a certain number from your total. So often you will hear people say, okay, roll a 3d8 plus 3. That means roll 3d8, then add 3 to whatever you get. Oftentimes this is used to take into account skills and proficiencies or disadvantages. that you might have, because you can have a minus modifier, and that's how the dice take into account your character's strengths and weaknesses is through these modifiers.
D100,
this is your percentile. This is if you want to calculate a percent chance, usually it's a less than. So you would say, okay, I'm at less than 20. If I roll less than 20, I made it. If you have a 20% chance of doing something.
D20 advantage.
So oftentimes you will have to roll two D20s and take the higher roll. So you would roll this D20 advantage and you would take the higher roll.
Custom 3, custom 2, custom 1.
These are your presets.
So those
custom ones are your presets. They are what allow you to save something. For example, when I'm playing D&D, I often roll, because of the way I play, I often roll 3d8 plus 3. So I don't want to have to set 3d8 plus 3 every time I want to cast Divine Smite. So I save 3d8 plus 3 into a custom slot and can roll that particular combination every time. Because oftentimes you're not rolling one die. You are rolling many. So first, I'm going to show you how one would roll one die. So I'm going to flick right again until I get to d20, because it's a menu D4. Rotation. It's a rotation, so you flick left and right, and it spins almost on a wheel, and it wraps. So
custom,
I'm going to go to
D20. D20 advantage, D1 modifier, D20.
Okay, so this is a d20. First, I'm going to clear my dice tray by flicking down.
Dice cleared.
That means I have no more dice in my dice box.
D20.
I have no more dice. This is all I want to roll. So I want to flick up. This will quickly roll a d20. So let's say my DM says, okay, you need to roll a straight d20. This is what you do.
You rolled one d20 for a total of 15.
So 15. Then I would announce that result to my game master. He would do whatever. Okay. Now, this app is a lot more powerful than that. You can have a dice tray. So let's say I need to roll this Paladin Divine Smite with my modifiers. So I would go to D8.
D12, D10, D8.
To add a die to your dice tray, you simply tap with one finger.
One.
And to subtract one, you tap with two fingers.
Two.
Oops.
One. Zero.
Sometimes the two fingers have to be slightly close together, I've noticed. Or else it will not tap. Don't try to do a split tap. Instead, put your fingers close together and tap. That's just one of the things I've noticed in this game. So I said I wanted to roll a
3d8. 1, 2, 3.
So now I have
3d8
selected. Now I have to take my strength modifier into account. So I'm going to go to modifier.
D20 modifier.
And say, okay. Now I want to add 3.
1, 2,
So now, how do I roll this? I swipe up. Now that I have dice in my dice tray, I swipe up, and this is how I roll it.
Ready to roll, RPG dice.
Well, unless that happens.
Ready to roll, RPG dice.
Sometimes you just wind up back at the home screen. So don't, if you're on an X, don't swipe up from the bottom. Swipe up from the middle.
You rolled 3d8 plus 3 modifier for a total of 17.
17? Yep, scored 17 points of damage. Now it's my turn again. Okay, so now I'm going to save this to a custom slot.
3d8 plus 3 modifier for a total of 14.
Okay, my finger was okay, so.
D100, D20, custom 3.
So this is custom 1, 2. Let's say. So I flick up.
D8 plus 3 modifier for a total of 15.
So now I've saved this to a custom slot. Now let's say, now I want to clear
custom D20
my
advantage.
Dice tray.
Custom 3.
Okay, my dice
selected.
Okay, my dice tray is already cleared. Great. So, as soon as you save something to the custom slot, you would normally clear it. If you are doing a one-time roll, you would clear it by flicking down. So, now, it's my turn again. Let's say I'm ready to roll this. I would go to custom 2.
Custom 2.
And I would roll it by flicking up.
3d8 plus 3 modifier for a total of 21.
Right, so then next time, I don't want to use Divine Smite, I just want to use my regular greatsword. Well, I've already saved before this podcast, my greatsword into custom 1. So I'm going to flick to custom 1.
Custom 1.
And flick up again.
You rolled 1d12 plus 3 modifier for a total of 13.
And as you notice, it takes everything into account. It remembers these. So that is quite a handy feature. And you can save 3 custom slots, just about as much as you could need. That's about everything I wanted to show with this. One other thing, it does show these dice numbers on the screen, so a sighted person could see what you are doing. And I honestly feel like this is one of the easiest dice trays I've seen, including not just for blind, but of all the dice trays I've seen, I feel like this is one of the easiest because it's just so gesture-based. And there's no, like, messing with numbers. Most of the dice trays I've seen, even the inaccessible ones, are a lot of messing with numbers and things like that. This is simple. It's easy. It just on pricing, at the time of this recording, it costs $199 US. Convert that into your local currency, and that's how much it costs. And that's the beauty of this. There are no in-app purchases, no ads, no upgrades. It's $199. You get to use it for the rest of your life. I find this completely worth it, especially since I can roll my own dice. I know someone who has spent over $1,000 on dice. So what would you rather spend, $199 or $1,000 on something that you have to then carry around? So anyway, if you have any questions about the app, it's developed by Blind Sparrow Interactive, which is a new company. You can email them. If you have any questions from a user's perspective, you can email me. My email, harrytu3@gmail.com. So if you have any questions on implementation and how it's actually used in a regular game, feel free to email me. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.